Let's turn to God and speak to him in prayer. Father, we thank you because you are the God who created us, yet wants to relate to your people. You created us to live in relationship with you, receiving your love and responding to it. And when we defied your presence and rebelled against you, rather than leave us to receive your wrath, the hopelessness and destruction of a place without your provision and love, you sent your Son, Jesus, to die in our place. We praise you because you grant us new life along with him. We adore you because you give us inheritance along with him in your kingdom. We thank you that you are present with us now by your Spirit in us. And yet, Father, we still ignore you and seek to defy your presence. In our arrogance and pride, we make other things more important than you. Rather than depend on you and your grace, we seek to achieve more without acknowledging that you provide all good things. We're self-centered and focused on ourselves rather than your kingdom and fail to represent you as we ought. So, Lord, we ask your forgiveness. But we ask this knowing that because of Jesus, you do show mercy. We're forgiven by you. And more than that, where we are unrighteous and have confessed our sins, you promise to cleanse us so we can be holy. Therefore, we ask with confidence that you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness by your Spirit so that we can be holy. Grow us in good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, so that we may represent your kingdom better. Lord, be working in us as a church. Give wisdom to those in leadership as we seek your way forward with the buildings. Let us find your path. Help us to keep our eyes on you in this time, knowing that you are the Lord who likes to do what seems humanly impossible. Thank you that you held off the rain yesterday so we could move items from Barmedman to here. And we ask you to restore us as a church to our own buildings. But in particular, and more importantly still, fathers, build us up as a community that know and love you. Grow us spiritually and bring others to us to learn and grow in Jesus together. Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they would make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. We thank you that we can sing together of our joy in you and look forward to the rest of the restrictions easing. In wrath, Lord, remember mercy. But more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they'd know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. And Father, we ask for the Presbyterian Church in Queensland that's in receivership. Be with our brothers and sisters in that church. Help all those involved with the receivers to work through this wisely, to enable them to restructure properly so their finances and governance are honouring to you. Place your hand over what's happening there, Father, and on the courts and all those who'll review the issues. Especially grant the ministers and elders taking on the significant extra work, perseverance and strength in you at this time. Be with the congregations and all who attend as they seek to continue to worship normally. Give them the peace that's beyond understanding. Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 4 from verse 1. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? The Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you're under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is more than I can bear. Today you're driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. But the Lord said to him, not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain, so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain lay with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael was the father of Methusael, and Methusael was the father of Lamech. Lamech married two women, one named Adar and the other Silah. Adar gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and flute. Silah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Adar and Zillah, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times. Adam lay with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him. Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord.